This is Christina, and you're listening to Cup of Coffee. So for this episode, I will be talking about cancel culture. From what I've seen, it has become a negative trend in society through the influence of social media nowadays. I would go as far to say that it is a toxic concept, and it reaps more harm rather than good. The concept of cancel culture deals with canceling individuals that have done or said something offensive by society. Cancel culture is thriving and has surfaced on almost every social media platform in some way, as it is most notably seen on social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and now that we also have TikTok. The temptation to jump on the bandwagon of group shaming has become much easier. After all, someone who participates in cancel culture can just do it through the click of their keyboard or the tap of their phone. This actually made me wonder if pointing out the flaws of others is wrong, if it was done behind the mask of social media. Cancel culture is really terrifying if you think about it, because it could be a misunderstanding and nobody will think twice about listening to you because they have already made up their mind. Calling out is fine, as we all tend to make mistakes at one point. It's a matter of fact if they actually want to learn from it. And when they apologize for realizing their mistake or ignorance and finally have a different new perspective, people suddenly seem not to care about it. They thought living in today's society, it's impossible to not be educated on what's going on. So these people find it hard to believe when a particular topic is being misunderstood. For me, knowledge itself is already a privilege, because there are people coming from various cultural backgrounds who could be ignorant about certain issues. So why not those who have a better understanding of what's going on educate those who don't? Like, here's a brief example of why this online mob mentality and why it can be problematic. This popular request among the platform users actively encourage a person to be put under the bus. Like, Twitter, do your thing. And the next thing you know, they got backlash. Twitter's user, often known for their FBI-like investigative skills, or more known as stalking skills, digging up past dirt, old secrets, and discovering people's identities, which is now being utilized in the resurgence of cancel culture. Overall, 2020 has been a year of full division and controversy, as cancel culture continues to thrive on social media and even out there at school or workplace. I was thinking, what if cancel culture was cancelled instead of those who are affected by it? What if we just educate people instead of destroying their reputation? A world without cancel culture would be a world with more love to give and less hate to receive. So for 2021, I hope that we all can be nice to each other, and if someone makes mistake, let's educate them instead of attacking them. Well, that's all from me. Thank you for listening.